Tails,
this
losing.
Is an extension of the baseball thing because you were equally right. You, I don't know what...
See, he's a sore loser. That's it. That's the thing. That's Tails, the thing. You're a sore loser.
I
That's
didn't,
it. There you
it's
go.
It's not about the losing.
Get the clicky up. It's so cold in here.
Happy New Year! Woo! Yay. Well done, everyone. We made it. We made it to 2025.
Well,
except we
yet.
Didn't because we're still in 2024.
What is it? It's the 28th, isn't it?
Yeah. It's Tom's birthday.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Happy
and
birthday,
Emily.
Tom. Our friend. Oh, yeah.
And Emily, his twin sister.
Yeah, our best friends, Tom and Emily, it's their birthday today, and no one
Tom and
knows.
Emily, or just Tom? Because you seem to forget about Emily just then.
Well, you say that, but we were actually in London yesterday.
I know what you're going to say already.
And we were going around shopping, and we were like, right. So we see Tom a lot more than Emily, but we love them both. We always have. Yeah. We've known them all of our lives. We were like, right, we'll probably, you know, try and get Tom something nice that we think he'll like. We had a bit more budget spare, and then we were like, and Emily... can have what's left. Be real about it.
That's not what we said at the time, by the way.
However, what actually ended up happening, because we went into Joe Malone for Emily, we ended up spending more on Emily than Tom in the end, because actually as well...
Only because Tom's thing, the place that they went to get Tom's thing had a sale on.
Everything was on sale, but we were going to get him something from there regardless. We were like, this is brilliant. Everything is on sale. So
and now he's going to know that if he sees this.
Yeah, but still.
They were going to go there anyway.
I think he will like the present regardless because we chose something nice for him.
And we walked a long time for Tom's.
Yes. Mm. Speaking of presents, I got a present that I was very happy with for Christmas.
Yes.
Because now that's happened. And it was these. Mints. Tilly thought it was gonna be her thing because I did say, right?
You did say to me.
Tilly's present for me was the best, without question. Yeah. We haven't actually had our birthday yet, so we don't know what we're getting for that.
Tilly and Max's present for you.
Max sort of loosely helped, but didn't.
No, but Max basically walked in and went. So Harvey asked for like hot sauce from Mum, but he was like, Mum was like, "What flavors?" And you said something like, "Oh, fruity flavor and like a really spicy one."
I wanted Hot Ones hot sauce from the show.
In fairness
Hot Ones.
To me, Tills, before I went into the room and asked him what he wanted, I had already selected the ones that he wanted.
Yeah, I know.
I
but
was
then he
just
went,
making
he goes,
sure because I was like,
Tilly's getting you hot sauce for Christmas.
Know.
Which ones do you want? And he was like, yeah, way to be sly about it.
Anyway, I was very thrilled with that. Thank you, Tills, for my Christmas present. Now, the mints. Oh. These mints, I actually saw Jordan and Perry, who are guys from a dance group called Diversity. They tried these on their story and they were freaking out about them. And I was like, I have to have them. So I searched them, I sent them
it's
to
the
mum and I was like,
No.
I've given them out to a few people as well. But they arrived. They're these French, they're called paper mints, I think, or something like that. I don't know why.
It's like popping an Orbi. I'm not even joking. You know those things that grow in water? That's what it feels like. It feels like you're just chucking in a dry one
so,
of those.
We're all going to try one.
No.
You have to.
No.
You have to.
No.
Try, come on, Tills.
His reaction.
Tills,
look,
you'll be
I'll
fine.
Look at it.
You'll
no,
be fine. You'll be fine.
Tills, I'll do it if you do.
No,
it.
I'm not. I'm
you'll
telling you now.
Tills.
I'm not.
We're all going to do it. Tills, please, everyone Tills. On the 13 Again podcast, even Dobby.
No.
Look, Dobby's getting one.
Tills,
here he comes.
No, because I hate mint.
You'll be fine.
I hate mint stuff.
I promise.
I don't even chew mint gum.
I promise you'll be fine.
No, I don't.
I overreacted. I overreacted. I'm not even joking.
No.
I did.
I didn't really.
You'll be all right.
Mum. If Mum had that reaction, I'm going to have the same reaction as her.
So, here they are, for anyone wondering. Huh?
Is it minty?
Oh,
it's a bit minty.
have you popped
it?
Yeah,
I popped it in my finger.
Oh, wait. Okay, Dobby, we're getting Dobby's reaction now. Here we go. Here he goes. How's it feeling?
His face is so like flat. Not I wasn't describing your face. As in like the emotions on your face. Tills, have you done it?
Don't sweat in my eye. Ow.
Tills, what have you done? How did you do that? How have you done that?
Oh my god, Tills.
Well, okay, put your eye under the sink then or something. Oh my god, go in the bathroom, Max. Keep talking. Get a phone in here.
How do I... don't know what to do. Do
help
I...
Me! I'm trying to help.
She oh, my God.
Right, just rinse,
I'm
rinse
just,
your eye out. Rinse
well, I don't
want
to... I don't think I like the mint anymore.
It's just the mint.
Dob, come on in.
How did she pop it into her eye?
Dob, please. I don't know how she popped it into her eye at
all.
Don't
stop filming me.
It was just a mint.
Tills has had a bad time. Do you want to pop that in the bin?
Sure.
That's hers. She's definitely not going to eat it now. I'll tell you that for free.
I don't get what was the big deal.
Were you fine with the mint?
It just was a bit weird textured.
Admittedly, I definitely think it's much worse if it does go in your eye.
Yeah, but it doesn't say squirt into your eye, does it?
This has to be the most derailed start.
Do you
want to
come back?
I
don't like it here.
It really hurts.
Why did you pop it into your eye?
I'm so sorry if these shots are like horrifically blurry, by the way, because we're going to leave most of this in. But... Tills, come sit down.
Well, I'm just going to eat.
Come sit down and burn.
And my mascara's everywhere.
What did you do that for?
I didn't mean to. It's burning my face. And it's only one side of my face as well, and it's burning.
Well, I'm so sorry that that's how you chose to experience the mint.
I
feel
out of
solidarity, I should probably... pop my mint.
To be fair, some of it did actually go in my mouth and I can taste it right now.
Okay.
It hurts.
I just can't believe that happened.
Well, here we go.
So much pain.
Here I was thinking we'd all just be like, oh wow, really minty, like sat on the sofa. She's just like screaming in the bathroom. She turned the tap on too hard, so it just went everywhere.
It went over the floor and all over my socks.
Is it a mess in there?
Oh, is it? I wouldn't go in.
I'm in so much pain.
Oh, well, sorry. There he goes. Mm. That was sort of the reaction I was expecting. But I think you just managed to, like, I guess, chew it in a way that didn't offend you as much. What he did was he popped it and swallowed it immediately. So all of that that's usually meant to, like, stay in your mouth just went down his throat. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, nearly crying. Yeah, it was quite
funny. I kept it in my mouth this time. It's still a lot. It
just tastes like...
Mince. Yeah, well, yeah, and apparently pain.
That was
just so chaotic. I genuinely don't know how to come back down from this.
Do you need a second or do you want to carry on?
It's like the time where I put toothpaste around my eye to try and get makeup off, and it's feeling the exact same way right now.
Hold on.
Rewind.
Couple steps back. Let's...
Oh, I forgot to use my mic.
Let's have a look into that. Why did you put toothpaste on your
face
to take makeup off?
This was like 3 years ago.
And who told you to do that?
Me. No, I think it might have been 5 Minute Crafts.
Yes, that reputable source of information, 5 Minute Crafts.
Oh, anytime I see a 5 Minute Craft, I go, this is going to be the biggest waste of time ever. They never do anything consistent.
It's so sore. I can still feel it.
You'll be better to blink and clear it out rather than hold it on, because otherwise you're just sort of holding it there.
Or wipe it. Blinking's not going to do anything. It's liquid.
Blinking is literally the thing that clears your eyes out. That's like the whole thing. Well, okay. Don't. For your reputation, stop.
It really hurts when I blink.
Oh, Tills, that is not how you want to start a podcast, really.
Well, welcome to the new year. Speaking of new years, you want to take this?
Oh, yeah, Tills. I just feel bad. I'm about to bombard her with questions and she's like that. Yeah. Right, Tills, do we have any New Year's resolutions for 2025?
I've got water all over my brand new joggers.
Oh, Tills.
Not water!
That'll
Look at
dry.
That. There's probably some mint on there as well.
Yeah. Any
burning my face.
It's not like I acid attacked you.
It feels like it.
Any New Year's resolutions?
Never pop a mint ever again.
You're never gonna have a mint. Staying away from mint.
That's a pretty.
No,
I think
popping one
pop
of them.
A mint. Yeah.
Oh. I feel like that's an easy thing to stick to. Yeah.
That would be quite, you know, simple.
Or apparently not, because you didn't mean to do it this time.
I don't think she's gonna hold one ever
yeah,
again.
Yeah, probably not.
But
I didn't realize it was so easy to pop.
Well, I didn't realize you'd do it. I thought you'd just put it in your mouth like a normal person. I would like to talk about my Harvey Hates Everything for this week.
All right.
Because my Harvey Hates Everything, drum roll please,
The mints.
Oh, wow.
No.
It's
New Year's resolutions.
Oh,
I hate them. I hate them. And you know why I hate them? Because so many people have so many goals they want to hit.
Mm.
And I feel like the easiest thing to do is to say, next year, I'm going to do this, and then not do it. Mm. Whereas if you were to just pick, I don't know, June as a month and go, you know what? I need to get my stuff together. No one else is working as hard right now. Everyone's sort of relaxed. It's summer. Summer's coming up. Everyone's going to be off guard. I'm going to work harder than anyone I know, and I'm going to put the effort into this, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to show everyone that I can do it.
Just in June.
June is the month now. I've changed the month of New Year's resolutions to June.
You can't work hard in any other month.
But my point is that actually, to make it a bit more personal, I did start going to the gym in June of 2022. And I genuinely think that that was the difference between if I'd have started at the top of the year versus in the middle of the year. I was also dragged kicking and screaming to the gym, by the way. I literally did not want to go.
Who took you?
My friend Max.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it was like a weird thing for me because I hated every aspect of it. But then because he kept dragging me back, eventually I started going, oh, okay, I get it now. I'm not scared of it anymore because I know what I'm meant to be doing. And then it was just as easy as that. I kept going. I had no sort of like New Year's resolution to stick to. I was just doing it for the sake of doing it. And also I then learned that in January, when everyone's making their New Year's resolutions, everyone goes to the gym.
Stop overcrowding
like,
the gyms.
It's the worst. It is the I'm literally dreading January. I might like just build a home gym or something.
Do you know what I might do? I might go to my gym and start looking at people that I've never seen their faces before saying, you're not going to last.
Just with it, like looking at your watch like,
what day are you on now?
Not sure about
Ooh,
you.
But coming in at 6 p.m.
Obviously,
I don't
want to discourage people from doing that because it is nice to have a New Year's resolution and it is important. But for me personally, I just don't see the benefit when actually, if you set yourself your own goal and you've not got all these other people who actually might be working harder than you to discourage you, you're probably more likely to stick to it.
I actually, weirdly for me, especially considering the gym, which is probably the universal resolution for most people, I weirdly waited until something bad happened to me and I had to. I had no care or need for the gym at all whatsoever, and then I dislocated my knee. And I literally
had... You dislocated your knee?
I did,
you
yeah.
Didn't mention.
That was earlier on last year.
Yeah.
But I had to go to the gym pretty much as I could to retrain and re-strengthen my leg. A question for you, Tills. Is there anything you particularly would like to work harder at next year? Anything you want to focus on more?
My flexibility.
Right. Why?
Because... for dance, it's like a good thing to be flexible, and mm-hmm. I'm not.
Okay.
So it'd make everything so much easier.
Fair enough.
Because especially in ballet, yeah. I do that 2 hours on a Saturday, and it's a bit painful at the moment.
Brutal.
Because I'm not flexible at all. Mm.
And then anything else in terms of work that you'd like to work harder on? Anything down that stream?
I guess I'll keep doing my homework.
Can I just say, before we get to that, we didn't finish my Harvey Hates Everything. Do you agree?
Oh, with New Year's resolutions, I must admit, I kind of think they're stupid.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have one.
So
we're all in agreement.
New Year's resolutions suck. Awesome. So anyway, moving swiftly on, you, little missy, do have a New Year's resolution set by me, even though I just said I hate them.
Okay. I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to that. You haven't said
well,
it yet.
You have one of the greatest tools known to man. And I'm not just talking about Max. I'm also not talking about a phone.
Oh, look at that. It's curly.
Yeah, we're matching. She actually stole my...
I did actually steal it.
...thing. Anyway...
I thought we were going to show them next to each other.
Anyway...
Okay.
You have one of the greatest tools known to man. That's actually not true because I'll be bigging myself up massively if I then proceed to say what I was going to say. You have two older brothers who know very well how to film things, how to take pictures, and how to encourage you and advise you through the world of social media.
Three
older brothers. Me, Max, and Dobby. And honestly, you've been slacking a little bit this year. I know you've been busy. But do you like social media?
Yeah, but I just find it like, I wish I didn't go to school.
That's so not the question. you, I'm afraid, Tills, you legally have to go to school.
Well,
as did we when we were your age, because we were your age when we were starting this. There is such thing as homeschooling, but do you really want to be homeschooled by Sarah?
No.
There you have it. So,
can I just say, this is my big argument, right? Is that Max and I are constantly shafted because we often have to be in the same photo or want to be in the same photo. And we end up with things like, well, with things like this, which I will throw up on the screen because it kind of sucks. It's not a great photo, and bless him, he did his best, but Theo is not the best with an iPhone camera.
We didn't have Dolby, basically.
However, you then switch to pictures that I've taken of you, such as this, which I'll also throw up on the screen, or this, which I edited and made slightly more aesthetic and cool. And I'm like, you've got all the things there at your fingertips. You just need to actually use the social
but
media.
But when what I ask you to edit stuff, you remember that one clip? It took you about a month or two.
Tills, he does that for our channels as well. It takes you about a month or two.
But you're saying right now you have the tools, but whenever I ask the tools to be useful, they don't.
No,
they're not in use.
Because what I'm saying is that a lot of the time we give you the opportunities, or we give you the content, or we give you the environments to film stuff or take pictures or whatever, and you're the one that needs to make it happen.
Even the information, Tills, we've got all the information for you. We've done it for almost 9 years now.
Someone shoot us.
It's been harrowing, but yeah, I think you are getting to a point now. Like, don't get me wrong, there's not loads of pressure on you. You're still 13 at the end of the day, but I think you are getting to a point where it is sort of, if you don't take action, it might slip from under your feet.
If you were to look at it from like a future perspective, would you want to just give up social media and do something more in the real world?
No.
But I think that's a stupid thing to say. I don't think anyone should give up social media. I think if there's something that you want to do in a different light, you then need to figure out how you can elevate that with your social media. And it doesn't mean you have to make the social media your main job. It means that you have to stay switched on enough to be like, right, let's put the camera there and just film it. Even if it's, you know, not the best filmed thing ever, people will still watch it, because no matter what, it'll feel like BTS. And honestly, I don't know if this is it's probably not the correct thing to say, but some of the most valuable content on social media, especially at this current point in time, is BTS footage, because people want to see what's going on.
Isn't that
behind
a K-pop band?
Yes, it's the K-pop band, but it's also the description
behind
for
the scenes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it gives people a feeling of something that they weren't meant to have, in a sense. Because like all this content, all this shiny, glossy, edited content that people see hitting their faces, like Mr. Beast stuff, great. There's loads of money going into it. But I was actually, and this is sort of a bit of a sidetrack, I was watching his Beast Games show, and there's a YouTube channel that went in and filmed all of the creation of those first few episodes. I was utterly in awe of it, because I was like, this is exactly what I want to see.
Well, it's like how when a new roller coaster is built, and I'm like, I actually want to see, but you laugh, but it is, I want to see how it was built, what went into it, you know, all the plans and everything. And it's like the main product is, here's the roller coaster, here's the theming, here's this, here's that, and you're not really meant to see all the behind the scenes. But actually nowadays, theme parks especially are realizing that that's part of the hype building, that's part of like the excitement and the sort of, you know, getting people to dedicate their lives to something is by giving them that little bit of extra information. And I'm not saying that you have to do that, but I think that you do it anyway. I know you do it. I've seen your drafts. but you don't post any of it, because sometimes you kind of think, oh, well, no one would want to see that. Or, oh, I didn't like how I looked in that, or whatever it might be. What is the usual reason you don't post a draft?
Well, most of my drafts are those like stupid games where people like can't do them, and it's like, oh, I could easily do this. Why being so stupid?
To post them.
No, because it's like me either right before I go to bed or right as I wake up.
Ah, right. Okay, that is a little bit too BTS.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, if you just think about it a little bit, you can always just, you know, you can still have that sort of like just going to bed look, but just make sure that you're not literally a zombie. I mean, it's up to you at the end of the day. Some people do. Some people have no shame, and that's fine. We support that. We respect that. kind of. but no, like I genuinely don't mind how people post themselves on the internet so long as they're happy with what they've posted. And if it's resonating with an audience, then who am I to argue that that was the wrong thing to do? Mm-hmm. And again, people just want to see you doing stuff in the same way people just want to see us doing stuff. So I don't see why you wouldn't post more about it. But again, I think if you could maybe share with us what would help you, barring not being in school, because that's not an option.
Can't help.
Is there anything that we could do to help push things along?
Not really.
Oh, okay, good. That rules us out then. That's fine.
I like your nails, Tills.
Thanks.
Where'd you get them?
From the nail bar.
Oh.
That's exciting. Please say something more interesting.
And why'd you get them?
Basically, for people who don't know, our father, Paul.
Our father who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Let me stop you right there.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
He's in Australia, still.
Say hi, Paul.
When this episode comes out.
Just cut me off then.
No, just say hi.
I was about to say he's in Australia.
Oh, sorry.
That's why I was annoyed, because I was like, our father, Paul, who is in Australia, he left on... What are you doing?
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Sorry, just a bit for Paul.
He left on Christmas Eve to go to Australia, and we did his Christmas on Christmas Eve Eve, and on Christmas Eve 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 Eve, whoa, the day before Christmas Eve Eve.
Which one's that?
Paul Crump.
The day before Christmas Eve Eve. I'd done two panto shows, or maybe one, I don't know. I'd done a late one, and we got back, and he was like, oh, I need somebody to wrap these presents. And he looked around the room. There was about five people in the room. Dobby. Is he? Max?
I don't think he'd enlist Dobby to wrap his presents.
Oh, he would.
Well,
you know,
maybe.
Joe. And his eyes fell on me. And yeah. I went, no.
She said that exactly.
And he said, oh, I'll pay you. He said that last year. So I said, no. And then he said, fine, I'll pay you more. And he said, a tenner. And how many presents was it? Like
about 10, I think.
At Joe's, 12.
Right.
So I was like, no.
Tills, a pound a present is quite a lot.
No, but last year I also did 10.
Right.
So that's 20 presents. So he hasn't paid me to wrap. And I was like, because I suck at wrapping. I hate wrapping. I think it's so it's so tedious, and it's just so, I don't enjoy it. I didn't even wrap his Christmas presents.
I actually wrapped all of mine this year, and I never do that. I don't know what came over me.
I wrapped most.
You wrapped mum's in old wrapping paper for his gift.
I'm not going to lie. I forgot to wrap everyone's presents. I was a bit busy. So I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to take Max's wrapping from a present that he got that morning, and I'm just going to repurpose it and encompass it around sort of mum's
box. It was really
box.
Bad wrapping.
It was terrible, but I enjoyed it.
But so I was like, fine. If you can convince mum to let me get my nails done, like acrylics, like I was like, you don't even have to pay for them. I will pay for them, but you just need to let her, allow her to let me get them done.
Mm.
And so he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, think about the content. Mm-hmm. Just think about all the good things.
We got a video?
Yeah, we got a video out of it.
One video.
Wow.
And then Max starts chiming in. So, well, when it actually happened, I was like, well, was it, you know, when I was talking to Dad, you were like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes,
yeah.
I was encouraging.
And so then when it actually happened, when Dad's friend was over, he was like telling Mum what he'd said. And he was like, I've told Tilly that she can get her nails done. And then Max, then you walked in and you were like, yeah. The content, the video, yeah.
I just thought psyching up Sarah. Yeah.
And
then because everyone was like, basically going, yeah. She was like, fine, who's paying? And then Dad was like, me. And I was like, yes.
Yes. That was the perfect
I've
answer.
Won.
You idiot.
I have won. And so, yeah. And then that day, I went to get them done because Max took me.
I gave her a fiver as well towards it.
Oh, well done,
yeah,
you.
Thank you so much, Max.
That's so kind.
And also, I would just like to add, I posted it on my TikTok, and Harvey reposts everything on my Instagram for me.
Mm.
And I don't have my comments on TikTok, so I look through them on Instagram and I saw the perfect comment going, oh, that's so good, Max and Harvey have done it. All that's left is Dobby. Summer 2025, Dobby. Get ready.
Dobby's doing a nail reveal. Let's go.
Take my picture. Bump, 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 bump.
Yeah, that old classic.
I know that too well now.
Well, yeah, and that's the funny thing is that just such a simple video can do so well because I guess like people resonate with that sort of thing. And when we'll go and film like a massive video and like put a load of effort
Tills,
into
your
it,
shit is so easy.
It's crazy. It's absolutely
Why
crazy.
Why don't you do more of it? We can't get away with that. No. We can't. You can. It's so easy.
Yeah. But that's
the thing is though, is if your videos do blow up, they blow up. Like mine don't like blow up like yours do.
And I agree with you in a different way, because even sometimes your videos will get more views, but actually to dissect it a little bit, it actually won't resonate with people as much as ours because there's sort of more to cling on to with our videos.
I think,
there's
a lot
more depth.
With your one, a lot more people see it, but they go, oh, nice, move on. Whereas a lot of the time, and this isn't like a dig or anything, this is just something that I've learned through analytics, is that if people watch our video and it does blow up, they will then go and watch several other of our videos just because they were like, I want more of that or whatever it is. And obviously with nail content, there's only so much, you know, if someone's getting nail content all the time, they know they'll keep getting that. So they don't need to like go and search for it. But I was going to say, I wanted to just read out some of your stats because you've posted about six reels. So, oh no. Okay. This year you posted 13. 13 again.
That is shit, though.
So,
I only started like in summer.
But, to be fair, we're pretty bad as well.
But can I say, first of all, not a single one is under 100,000 views, which is impressive in itself.
Pretty good.
There are 1, 2, 3 that are over 1 million views. One of them got 3.6 million views.
Which one was that?
The original nail one.
Oh, yeah.
Which is just crazy. That's just insane. Like, we rarely see that on our reels.
Well,
I do
so much better on Instagram than I do on TikTok.
Yeah, but that's because
I've already
situation.
Caught up to myself on so my Instagram's caught up to my TikTok, and I started posting on my Instagram quite a bit after my TikTok.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think you don't realize again is that so many people do just love you for you. I mean, I literally had someone come up to me at Mean Girls. We went to see Mean Girls last night, the musical, and someone came up to me and said, "Oh, are you Harvey, by the way?" And I was like, "Yeah, I am Harvey. Nice to meet you." And they were like, "Oh, I watch the podcast all the time. I love it. I've been watching it recently." And just so you know, looks me dead in the eyes. Tilly's my favorite. I was just like. I literally said, she's right over there if you want to tell her that. She went, no, it was lovely to meet you. And I was like, okay.
Well, because I saw you talking to someone.
Yeah.
And then you kind of lean as I saw her. So I like smiled and mum goes, say hi. Yeah. Say hi. And I was like, I can't.
Sorry.
And then I couldn't see her anymore. So I was trying to lean because there was like 4 people in front of me. And there was a girl and I was trying to lean like through everyone. And she walked the other way. And she's like, you didn't say hi. I was like,
mum is such a demon sometimes.
Because as well, the music was playing as well. Like the music, they were finishing off the music. Yeah, and then you started clapping. And I was like, did you want me to scream?
But and again, like, you know, knowing that so many people obviously love you and love watching the podcast, and I think that dynamic that they enjoy, they obviously want to have you as the favorite, because I think they also will see themselves in you a little bit as well, and you know, wanting to almost be part of the family. That's a nice thing for us, I think, because we just think that we're just sat here in our studio chatting shit, and then, you know, a couple people watch it, whatever, it's cool, move on. But actually there's so many people out there that do support us and do love watching us, and to the point where they'll even come up to us and tell us that, which is a terrifying thing to do. I always think when I see someone I know, I'm like, I could not.
Yeah, no.
I could not go up to them right now and just chat to them.
Respect to anyone that does do it, because I'm still shocked every time.
And on that as well, we recently hit 40,000 subscribers, which I wanted to do before the end of the year, and we did. So thank you so much.
Because I sort of jokingly said 50K, which obviously isn't going to happen, but like, the fact that we got that close and we were on like 20-something K when I said it, fair play.
If anyone out there watching right now wants to get us a birthday present, please subscribe to the podcast. That's all we ask. If we can hit 50,000 by the end of January.
And share it to someone. Share the podcast to someone that you think might like
it. My birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
Not until March. Shut up.
She wants a pony. But 50,000 by the end of January, I think, is achievable and would be amazing if we can get there. If we can't, we'll just sit and cry for an episode and you'll have to watch it.
Yeah, thanks.
But we do obviously appreciate you guys subscribing, and thank you so much for watching and liking and everything that you do and leaving comments as well. Before we get to the comment shout out of the video, I want to address you.
Okay, I'm here.
I was shafted in the quiz. And I knew I was shafted the second it happened because I did my research. I went away. I spent an hour last night researching every single roller coaster that was built this year.
Yo, I threw that personal question round together in 5 minutes.
You do know I did actually still win anyway.
It's fine. I need to address this for me.
Go for it.
63 were listed. I went through them. Do you want to see a picture of one of the 63 that counted as a roller coaster that
was
built?
Wait, what was my original guess?
Yo.
Let me see.
So I went through checking.
Can I see?
With a clicker, by the way, because I couldn't remember how many I'd done. I went through checking how many were actual roller coasters. I even included the new Daddy Pig's coaster at Legoland,
That's
Florida.
That's an actual roller coaster.
No, it's not. It's not. I checked. I even included Daddy Pig's coaster at Legoland, Florida, mm-hmm. and the total was 21. And I said 12. So I would like
to say... At the
beginning,
I said 15. Didn't I?
I can't remember what you said, but...
I think I said 15 to start off with, and then I went way higher.
You might have been close, to be fair, but my point was is that I was so upset.
You're forgetting that I don't care.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. And that's fine. We should probably just
move
on.
And also, you're forgetting I still won regardless.
Yeah, you did. And that's fine. And I watched it back, and I was just like, there was just so much cheating. There was just like the whole time where I knew an answer, and you were like, come on, Tills, you can get it. Started saying words at her. And I'm just sat there knowing the answer.
I wasn't even trying to help her win. She asked for all of the answers before we started, and I said no.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Sorry to dub you in there, but she wanted that to
because Harvey would be confused why he's losing.
But if you'd have given her all the answers and then played out the quiz fairly, I'd have still probably won.
Yeah, probably.
Because you would have A, forgotten half the answers, and B, just not been quick enough. So anyway,
disagree.
Doesn't matter. We're going to move
on. One of the rounds was on quickness as well. Thank you very much.
We're going to move on to the comment shout out. And before we do, someone actually did say, it was Hannah, said, please get it to 20k likes. Dobby needs a mic. So if we ever get a podcast that gets 20k likes, we will give Dobby a mic. We will buy a new mic for Dobby.
What, for just forever?
Yeah, forever.
All right. I'm cool with that.
If we ever get a podcast on 20,000 likes, I'm calling it now. The shots.
Do you know what? But to sort of say on that, I actually think that is kind of the thing we're missing a little bit in a way, because obviously
Dobby.
This is going to feel more like a meeting now, but a lot of good podcasts will have sort of someone on the side, producer, doing a bit of research. I might have to give you a laptop, Dob, just in case there is
He's not
something
quick enough.
Informative. Yeah, true. Bro,
I'll have the information in my head by the time he's searched it.
All right, maybe we'll just give Dobby like a rattle or something.
Tobby.
That he can shake.
He gets to play the tambourine every now and
again. Call him Tobby.
I accidentally did, yeah. My brain's not working
today. Anyway, we'll move on to the main comment shout out. And for anyone who doesn't know, we do a shout out of someone in the comments every single week. It's usually either a question or just something that you enjoyed about the episode. This week is from Malaika0987, who says, Tilly, if you had to remove one habit from Max and Harvey, what would it be? Or if you had to enforce a habit, what would you pick? Love for the sibling core from Pakistan.
Oh, yes. I didn't realize we had watchers from
Pakistan.
We're
growing our audience.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. Like, what do you mean by habits?
Hi, so Paul. Like, hi, Joe.
That. Cutting you off. Is that a good start? Like anything that we sort of do regularly. Like, I bite my lips a lot. But like, I don't know if that's...
I do that.
Yeah. I don't know if that would be like a bad habit that you'd necessarily want me to get rid of. I'm thinking more like stuff that you notice that just annoys you or, you know, think is weird or...
I think...
Wah, wah.
When... Okay, so the other day we were playing Mario, like, party. We were playing baseball.
I love where this is going because this has been a genuine issue,
this
by the way.
This needed to be talked about.
Basically, I was getting so good and I was on Leo and Danny's team, and on both their teams I'm pretty sure I won. I definitely won on Danny's team against Leo and Max, who are like, say they're like really good and they always complain whenever I'm on their team.
I have never claimed to be good at baseball, ever.
Anyway, so I, like, when you're the bowler, you kind of hold it and you like psych them out to when you're going to do it. So I can't explain it. Like, so they have to predict when you're going to bat. And you have to kind of psych them out. So I was psyching Max out and he starts getting really annoyed because I'm like getting him. Here we go.
So hear me out, Tills. This is the issue. I don't mind a little bit of fun. Little bit of fun time Mario Party, why not? It's a bit of fun.
You know what? I'd make an argument for sometimes you don't want fun. I think sometimes you go into
on
a day.
On Mario Party.
Yeah.
I have never Mario Kart, there has absolutely been a few rages. For sure, I will not deny it. Mario Party, I'm always laughing. Like I just do not care about it's a fun game.
No,
however,
that is not true.
Baseball.
That's not true. No.
Don't cut me off.
How does it feel?
All right, I'll let you go cuz I know my argument is stronger.
Basically, when we were playing Mario Kart Jubilee or whatever, you were getting really mad when we were playing with Jamboree. When we were playing with me and Barmy were on a team, and Leo and Mum were like of their own players.
Yeah.
And at the beginning, you were getting really mad.
This is an extension of the baseball thing because you were equally right.
He's a sore loser. That's the thing. You're a sore loser.
It's not about the losing because I just don't care. It was about you being a bad sport. And basically, in terms of the baseball, you weren't playing the game. You were standing up in my face and shouting at me.
I wasn't. Can we
just play the game? Absolutely were, and I have witnesses
I could literally call now,
and they would both say yes.
Of course,
Timmy
Leo
was,
would.
No, Danny would agree with me as well, and she was on your team. We were all saying, Tills, just play the game, and you were being like, ooh, when am I gonna go? Ooh.
You know what's so funny is that when you two are put on the same playing field, it becomes problematic. But because she's just inherently not good at Mario Kart, this is never an issue.
No.
Which I find so interesting because the second that she's actually able to beat someone in a game, she becomes just as bad as you. Which, I know you're not going to like that, but you, because I get angry, but I never really get angry at other people. Whereas you two get angry at others for like doing things in the game when all it is, it's like, we're all against each other.
I agree with you.
So,
but you're not a saint for that either.
No, I admit I get angry.
You have.
But I won't take it out on another person.
No, I wouldn't say I take it out on other people. It's even in Mario Kart, I don't take anything out on people.
Well,
I can, you know, say slightly mean things as you know, shit talking, but I never stunt the game. I never sit and have a pout or
the all important game of Mario Kart.
Well, no, but it was the baseball thing that was the issue, that we were just sat there waiting for Tilly to do something.
And
that was my issue.
Well, thanks Malaika, so I hope that answers your question. Yeah, I think it was, what habit would you remove from Max and Harvey, which is now
being a sore loser.
There you go. I think that wraps the episode up perfectly. Thank you so much for watching. Please make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And watch us every Saturday at 8 p.m. We're always posting. We're always here. And we love you so much for watching. Stay safe. Have a good new year. Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye.